to recap. Hope you're well, guys. Well, my exploration of Sherwood Forest has begun. I've just found a place called the Black Pool, which I never knew existed. I've got an OS map of the whole of the area. I bought it years ago when we first moved into the house, 6 years back. But I've never really looked at it. I had a quick sort of glance at it a couple of times. But really, when we've come walking around Sherwood Forest before, we've kind of gone up to the sort of main sort of tourist attraction, the visitor centre, and then just kind of wandered off from there. And never really sort of thought to see what was buried in the depths. But like I say, I'm on the prowl for somewhere to bring my lad for a bit of a hidey hole. And I just saw this place when I looked at the map called the Black Pool. And I thought I'd come and check it out. And well, it's not exactly black, it's extremely green. But there is one, on the map, there is only one water source in the whole of Sherwood Forest. And it's this small pool. And it's thick with pondweed. I think they call it duckweed, we used to call it when we had garden ponds. It's thick and solid on the top. It's probably about maybe 30 feet long, something like that, maybe 40 feet long, and probably only about 15, 20 feet across. But it's literally just tucked away in the middle of nowhere. Now there is it's actually marked on the map as a semi-metalled road up to it, or up to its vicinity. But I don't actually think that the road was intended to come here, because I've just looked on the map again, and across the way is where I'm heading to now. It's something called the Forestry Tower. And I'm interested to know what that is, whether it's a deer post or something just for monitoring purposes, because it's partly commercial woodland here. It's a mix of deciduous broadleaf trees and conifers. And this particular area I'm at is predominantly broadleaf. There is a couple, I think there's a spruce maybe, I think. My tree identification skills aren't great, but it's predominantly oak and large beech. And then some, what I think are spruce trees, but I could be wrong. Like I say, my tree knowledge isn't great. So I'm expecting this tower is possibly something to do with the plantation or the management of the plantation. Or perhaps it's there something to do with the deer culling or something like that. I don't rightly know. But I'm off to find out. All around here there are huge holes in the ground, huge like bomb holes. I would guess where huge trees have come down over the years, where their entire root ball has just come out from the ground as the wind has pulled them down or whatever. But I'm assuming that's what they are, but there are huge holes. I guess something akin to what you call a foxhole in the military, where you can sort of dig down just to get yourself off of the line of sight. But yeah, interesting place. I'm finding some sort of evidence of civilization as well at some point, although there are no buildings at all marked on the map, and my OS map is quite an old one. There are a lot of rhododendron around here. Paul Emanuel talk openly about rhododendron and his distaste for such a weed. And I know that they're a voracious and rapidly growing weed, but they also tend to be planted around people's homes and people's gardens or that kind of thing, before people realised just how vicious it was as a plant. And looking around here now, I'm in a sort of a semi-clearing. I mean, these trees are sort of, you can clearly see some of them are hundreds of years old, but there are bricks are scattered around here, engineering bricks, sort of semi-submerged, semi-buried into the ground, and sort of normal sort of house bricks, regular building bricks just scattered around the place. So whether there was something here at some point, I don't know. Fascinates me, this kind of stuff. I just kind of think, what went on here years ago? You know, why? And it's clearly not that long ago, because they are quite modern bricks, or they seem to be. A bit of concrete there. So, oh yeah, I've now found a big lump of hard standing. This is great. Yeah, so I've found a big concrete base here, or stone. Looks like it's edged in stone, but concrete in the middle, long covered up with rotting vegetation, which is now a good few inches deep when I scrape away the surface. But there's definitely been quite a substantial building here at some point, probably probably at least 30 foot square, something like that maybe. It's to be disappearing under the mounds either side of it, so there's definitely been something here at some point. Fascinating, but there's nothing at all marked on the map to show it. Oh, cool, I like this. So I'm just going to wade through this thicket of brambles now and back out onto the track and see if I can find this tower. And brambles are just starting to fruit, just tiny little fruit showing. Some wild raspberries around the corner as well that were just starting to fruit. That'd be a nice place to come back to later in the year. Mind you, oh, what's this? Lots of red and white stripy tape. I was just about to say someone's chucked a load of litter, but it's red and white stripy tape. Some of it's got RAC on, so I wonder if it's old tape from when the rally used to come through here, the old RAC rally. It's definitely been here a lot of years. It's breaking down and decomposing. Fantastic. And surrounded by puffballs, loads of puffball mushrooms. Loads of them. They're still quite firm and not ready to puff their balls yet. But there are loads. The floor is littered with puffballs. I can probably see 20 or 30 within about a 10-foot radius. Incredible plant, the puffball mushroom. They fascinate me. When they're ripe and in season, I can't resist just tapping one with my toe and just watching the baby mushrooms float away on the breeze. I know they're not baby mushrooms. Please don't give me a biology lesson, but you know what I mean. But yeah, fascinating things. And surrounded by beech mast. Loads and loads of beech mast. Do you remember years ago they used to be able to get beech nut chewing gum? Used to get it in little packs of five. Bloody hell. Time to pick my little boy up from school. If he was at school. Used to get beech nut chewing gum. Used to get it in little packs of five from the newsagents. And it was really, really nice. And I'm reliably informed you can't actually eat beech nuts. I've tried it once or twice and wasn't over keen on the taste. So perhaps they need to be cooked or something. I don't know. Never bothered to research it all that far, but they're scattered all over the ground here. Certainly the husks of them. I would guess they're being munched by squirrels. There you go. Anyway, I'm going to wander across the track and see what else I can find on my little adventure. Surprisingly, around the Black Pool, being such a obviously stagnant bit of water, there were no midges. At all. No midges at all. Not one little buzz. I don't tend to get bothered by them much anyway, I don't think. It's never really sort of been an issue, but I was expecting to be swarming around there, and it's really not. There were none at all. Which was interesting. Why there would be no midges? I don't know. Midges? I call them midges where I come from. There you go. Right, I'm off to find this tower. I shall probably come back to you again soon. Slipped. When I found it. Now this metal road carries on quite a way up here. It looked on the map like it finished, but it's actually looking fresher up here. I guess it's probably because it's a road less trodden. Right, I'll speak to you on the bit. Thanks for listening once again. Bye for now.